This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, no delay. It's time for the picks. Let's get to it. I'd like to congratulate David on the alternative picks last week. He went 1-8. Kenny 6-3, me 5-4, Rico 3-6. But here we are. Buckle up for these. We start tonight. The Sixers are in town, laying 4.5 at LCA. Rico Beard.
I'm going to take the Pistons in this game because Cade just found out he's in the three-point shooting contest. Everything is coming up Cade lately, so give me the Pistons.
Over to Kenny Codd, who bitched out on the TJ Lang Hot Dog Invitational.
My stomach is in tremendous pain. I'm going with the Pistons.
Over to David.
Here's one problem, Rico. Cade may not be playing tonight, so I'm going to go with Philadelphia.
Oh. No Cade?
Possibly.
Yikes. Load management.
Give me Philly.
Yeah, I'll trust David on that, too.
Yeah. All right, world of college basketball, i.e. things Rico cares about. Oregon, a classic Big Ten tilt. Oregon travels to Breslin. MSU laying 6.5. Rico.
Yeah, it's going to be reunion day at Michigan State, so all the former players are going to be there. Michigan State normally handles whatever opponent well. Give me MSU in the points.
Kenny Cott.
When you think of the tradition of the Big Ten, what do you think of? You think of Oregon MSU.
Indeed.
Oregon has to fly all the way over. Give me MSU laying the points.
Over to Hatchet.
Oh, reunion day. Oh, great. I'm going to go with the Ducks. Ruin their day.
Well, you're taking the 6.5 points. I mean.
Correct.
It's feasible MSU still wins, David.
Correct.
No, he's taking the Ducks.
I'm hoping the Ducks win.
Okay.
Ducks stayed in town. They played Michigan just 2 days
ago. TJ, yes. Over-under on college basketball you've watched this season. Set at 9.5 minutes.
Way under.
Okay, yeah, then.
Way. More. All right. Way. Hot dogs you've eaten today or minutes you've watched college hoops?
Hot dogs. Yeah. And I could have eaten two and still been more. Yeah, not there yet. Not there yet. Once football's over, we'll dive in. But Sparty, they coming off of a tough loss.
Two losses.
USC.
Two in a row.
Yeah.
USC, UCLA.
Izzo's going to have them buzzing. I'll take Spartans.
MSU can't shoot the three. So, I don't know. Just keep rolling with it. Give me the points. I mean, they can win, but you don't blow people out, you can't hit a three-pointer. This one's interesting. Enrico's had a beat on this team all year. Michigan is good, but boy, did they turn the damn basketball over. Laying 3.5 as they travel to Assembly. That's your rat line of the week, people. Whispers of Mike Woodson stepping down. 3.5?
Mike Woodson,
Beard.
Mike Woodson could be stepping down before our show ends today, or at least telling everybody that he's done. That means they're going to be rallied to try to win this thing for him. Oh, and by the way, his heir apparent is going to be sitting on the other bench in Dusty May. Michigan turns the ball over too much. Give me Indiana and the points.
Over to Kenny Codd.
Hopefully by the time this game tips, my stomach will have recovered from today. Roberts, give me Indiana and the points.
TJ, you're looking at me.
He's just being such a little bitch. He ate four hot dogs. Like, I thought coming in, there's no way this thing wasn't hitting double digits.
And they were tiny hot dogs,
too. They were skinny ones. Yeah, dude, they were lean. I'm a little surprised. I'm a little surprised, that's all.
Yeah, he's in a lot of pain
right,
over
they're
here.
Not the red hots we were talking about.
No.
I mean, no.
They're in a lot of pain, just like Indiana's in a lot of pain, and I'm going to go Michigan.
TJ.
Yeah, Michigan turns the ball over a lot, I've heard.
Yeah, you heard stuff about 10 seconds ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take Indiana.
Unbelievable. Here's my question. Yeah. Rico, why is the spread 3.5? If the coach is going to step down, what is this? Indiana fans don't like Woodson. Do the players?
We'll find out later. But I think the players do because he brought them all in here. They're just not winning.
Michigan should be laying 10.
They should.
They got Arizona. Indiana got Arizona's best player, Diallo, right? Diallo or whatever his name is.
Yes, it's in Assembly Hall. So I guess they're looking at that.
Just it's a weird number. Give me Indiana.
Michigan plays a lot of close games because they'll end up with 17 turnovers.
Give me Indiana. Plus, you can't bet a team whose point guard is named George Washington. All right, NHL.
You don't like Fat?
I forgot about him. The double names are amazing. Central Florida
When it's Fat.
Central Florida used to have a kid named Jose. I swear to God, he was a defensive tackle. Jose. All right. Lightning.
Is that like Rochelle?
Sure. Lightning at the Red Wings. Just pick the winner.
You know what? Wings are hot, so I'm going to go with the Wings. In honor of you, Kenny.
In honor of a guy who put no effort. You know what you are? You're the Lalonde of hot dog eating contests.
Don't you dare put that on me.
Yeah. Nice effort, Derek.
Before the Four Nations face off, the Wings will stay hot right before they don't play hockey for a couple of weeks and then have to re-get hot. Give me the Wings.
Nice sport. Nice two-week break for a tournament nobody cares about. David?
Yeah, sadly, they're going to start that break on a loss, Lightning.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I'm with you, Kenny. One big game before you hit the break. They're going to give it everything they got. I think the Wings blow them out a little bit. Last time they played Tampa was, 2-1 game? 1-0 game? It's going to be 6-2. Yeah, give me
Liam Cohen, for you. They hadn't had a 7-game win streak since, 86.
They had one earlier this year?
No, I'm saying before this wild McClellan ride. They're really going to make it 8?
Yes.
No. Yep. Lightning, Four Nations face-off, bitch. All right, we get to the Super Bowl. Let's pick the total first. The over-under in this football game is 48.5 points. Rico Beard.
I think this is going to be a game where there's going to be a lot of points being scored, and you may even have overtime included. Give me the over.
Kenny Cott.
I tend to agree with Rico there. I do think a lot of points will be scored in this game. Give me the over.
I am going under in this game.
Nuanced. Thank you for the elaboration.
I'm going under as well. I think it's going to be a lot of kind of feeling each other out to start the game, not a lot of scoring in the first half. And then the second half, I think it's going to be a lot of keep away. Both teams trying to run the ball and keep the opposing offenses off the field. It's got more of a 23-20 type field for me, so I'll take the under.
America is on the over. That means we're on the under.
That's right.
I'm going under.
Hey.
Kansas City, laying one.
Broncos Nation.
Oh, what an awkward. Right. That was such an awkward thing. KC, Philly. The spread means nothing. It's 1 point. Go ahead, Rico Beard. Who is winning the Super Bowl?
Saquon Barkley and the E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles!
You spelled it wrong.
I didn't. Nice try.
Kenny.
You spell better than the mayor does.
I was about to say, I didn't go to Eastern.
Wow. Unfortunate.
Specs.
You know, that's the Harvard of Washington.
Specs Spartan.
Yeah, I quit. Kenny, this has devolved into just trash.
If only for spite, give me Philly. To hell with Patrick Mahomes.
Great. That's perfect. David?
I cannot see Kansas City win another one, but Kansas City.
It's going to happen.
Kansas City.
And Kelsey's getting engaged to Taylor Swift at the 50-yard line. Watch. Wow. It's happening.
I mean, I feel gross rooting for either of these teams, but come on, Philly. Just take them off their high horse. Dominate the line of scrimmage. I think the offensive line's a little healthier. Jalen Carter, those edge rushers, they got a chance to slow down Mahomes. I'm taking the Eagles.
I think the fact that we haven't had a three-peat ever, I think it'll continue that way.
And look, I think the refs are going to have some pressure on them, too.
And just think about it.
Everything
every time,
that's been talked about the last couple weeks, man, maybe they think twice about.
The last time we thought we were going to have a team.
Be accused of being favoritism.
I don't think that, but the last time we thought we were going to have a three-peat, your boy stepped up and killed that dream.
E-L-G-S-E-S.
The G-Men.
Elges?
Elges.
The Elgeses. America's on Elges. Philly. We talked to Derek Stevens earlier. It's all Eagles money.
I know.
They
can't. City's going to win.
They can't get a bet on the Chiefs. You know what that means.
Yeah.
Bundle-a-rooski.
Sad Sunday for everybody.
Kansas City and Taylor Swift and things. Give me the Chiefs. Blech. Those are the picks. It's been a hell of a season, everybody. Thanks for nothing, Lions.
Brandon Graham activated off of IR.
Nobody cares. Okay. 97.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.